Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Should we say goodbye to disposable coffee cups? How bad is litter in general in your local area? According to a study published today, Limerick City Centre is the dirtiest town in the country, while Sligo is the cleanest town. Now, the survey has some good news. There's nowhere deemed a black spot, so there are improvements being made. And, you know, this isn't about us here in our studio in Dublin pointing the finger at other counties because, you know, we're not the cleanest town. We got that nickname for a reason, dirty old town. And often I think there's more going on than just personal responsibility. Have we enough bins available for people? Have we enough street cleaning going on? So, you know, when you score badly in this survey, I think there's a lot going on. But really, two of the biggest culprits that came up were cigarette butts and also disposable coffee cups. So should we look at that? We'd love to hear from you and get your thoughts. Text 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or WhatsApp for free 087 1400 106. Let's go to the phones. Gareth, you work as a landscaper in Galway City. Tell us what you see when it comes to litter.
Being a landscaper, we're kind of like a weather vane, so I can see where the rubbish is kind of going in general. A couple of years back, the thing that we were noticing a lot of was vapes. Now the vapes are falling back in what we see, and I don't think it's the kids wanting to recycle them, but what they're moving to is they've moved to the pouches now. So we're starting to see more of the tubes and stuff like that lying around. But generally speaking, coffee cups, yes, we do see a lot of that, wrappers and stuff like that. But if you want to see where things are going, because obviously the kids, the stuff that they would be using, they don't want to be bringing that back home, like the e-cigarettes and stuff like that. But what we're starting to see a lot of now is actually the fast gas canisters being around the place. So that's the type of new rubbish. We only started seeing that about 2 years ago, a year ago, and this year now, we've picked up way more of incredibly large canisters, like a 1 liter bottle size, to kind of give you an idea. So we're seeing a lot of that, but general rubbish as well is always been the issue, but that's the type of new rubbish that we're starting to see.
Gareth, you're quite the barometer for what's going on with the youth of today. Are there bags of cans being found empty, of course, or is it really moving into a new wave?
Funny enough, we're not seeing as many drinks cans and bottles, and they much hated by many, but liked by us. The bottle return scheme is actually taking an impact, because like we'd be driving down the road and I'd see a can on the side of the road and we'd be coming back maybe in 5 hours time and the can is gone. It hasn't been squashed. Somebody has decided that that's money that's worth picking up. So it is performing a task, because before that, nobody would stop to pick up that can. And in the estates, we're picking up less and less cans, but last year we made over €200 on picking up cans, and I'd like to thank everyone for helping us with that. It was always nice to give the lads a little extra something, but we prefer not to have to pick up other people's rubbish at the end of the day. And I'm hoping that in time either it works better or they bring the value of the cans up more, that people decide that 15, 25 cent is worth putting back in their pockets. Yeah, you'd see areas where kids would be, you know, bushing. Back in my day, it was called illegally drinking, basically. And obviously, they don't want to bring those cans home because their parents are going to go, "Oh, how's the night?" And they're like, "Fine, what's rattling there? 15 cans. I wonder what you were doing."
Yeah. Well, I hope we don't get to a stage where we have a return scheme for laughing gas canisters. I'd like to see an end to that immediately. Gareth, what about disposable coffee cups then? You're somebody that works out and about on the go. Would you bring your own hot drinks with you, or do you get a disposable cup? Because I mean, they say here in Ireland, up to 4 million coffee cups get thrown in the bin every single day. And obviously, you know, people's intention isn't to litter or to harm the environment. They just want to get a coffee on the way to work. But do we need to rethink that?
Part of the problem is, as well, is that the issue that I think we have is, number one, we do have a lack of public bins. And, like, I have spoken to somebody that would be an authority, and it's almost counterintuitive. It's like, why aren't there bins? Because people will use them. And I'm like, isn't that what they're there for? And they're like, no, but they'll put their rubbish into them from home. So we'll make the holes as small as possible. And, you know, therefore the bins won't get filled up that quick. And then on top of that, they may not have the guys coming out emptying the bins quickly because they're also worried about the bins getting filled up from other people's rubbish, which, you know, doesn't really help in the grand scheme of things. But at some stage, we're going to have to realise, do we prefer having rubbish on the ground, or do we prefer having rubbish where it should be in the bins?
Fair enough, Gareth, and thanks very much for that. And it does come down to public service. I mean, look, where our studio here for News Talk is, there is an area where road cleaners keep all of their big trailers that they pull around. I know it's happening, and I just want to say thank you very much. If anything we learned in the pandemic was the people that do all of these jobs and keep a whole society going. So it definitely does happen, and for those who do that cleaning, thank you. But does it happen enough? Anyone who's ever visited a city like Paris, for example, I mean, you see a whole team of people coming out to clean up the streets and keep them to a certain standard. I don't think that happens here in Ireland, and, you know, perhaps more money could be funneled in that way. Littering is a choice, says a texter. We should all bring our rubbish home with us, but the council needs to play its part. Where I live, there are no weekend services, so bins full on a Friday won't be emptied until Monday at the earliest. I live near shops, the darts, schools, and an area has lots of footfall, but not enough bins and not enough regular bin collections. I live near a big park. There were 3 gigs over the weekend. Bins were full Friday evening in the locality and none emptied over the weekend. Disgusting and unhygienic. It's unfair to local residents and all of us who pay our local property tax. Local property tax should pay for better and more regular bin services, especially at the weekends and bank holidays. I've also seen several bins and dog poo bins in my area removed, and we're still waiting to get them put back. That's from Siobhan in Dublin. Well, thank you for that, Siobhan. And I know Claire Byrne spoke about dog poo recently and the text line exploded. And I do often think, as a dog owner myself, as I walk with my swinging bag of poo, why are there not more bins? Let's go back to the phones. Emer, you're in Limerick. What are your thoughts on litter and how did you feel? Hello, Emer.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I don't know what that ding noise was, but it sounded impressive.
Very important. It was a work email popping into my computer.
Love it. Well, it'll have to wait, Emer. We've got important business to discuss here.
More pressing issues.
How did you feel?
Good afternoon to you and your listeners. Look, Limerick just gets a bad rap all the time. I feel it's so unfair. I feel that huge strides have been made in Limerick to improve the city centre particularly, but also the county towns. I know that in Adair, for example, they're pushing this Keep Cup initiative where they're trying to get rid altogether of the disposable coffee cups and kind of force people in a way to be more environmentally conscious and obviously litter conscious. I think the placement of bins sometimes is lacking in particularly in areas where you might do, for example, the Three Bridges Walk in Limerick City. It's a beautiful walk, but there arguably could be more bins available for people. But then on the flip side of that, I'm also aware that when there are bins put in place, no more than your previous speaker said, they get abused and people are putting their full domestic waste in as opposed to just, you know, their coffee cup or their sweet papers or their tissues or whatever as they're walking. So I can see the two sides of it. But I definitely think that Limerick is, you know, ploughing ahead and really trying to put its best foot forward. The Team Limerick cleanup that happens every year, I think it's the biggest volunteer initiative in the country, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, communities sign up to come out and clean up their community. And where I work, we were involved in it and we signed up and we were so pleasantly surprised at how little there was to pick up. The streets are generally clean. The council workers are doing amazing work. Volunteers and premises are working hard to keep their own kind of little patch clear of litter. And also the Limerick Civic Trust have their team out doing regular cleanups. So I think that definitely when there are big events on in Limerick, such as matches or concerts, that, you know, it can be expected that there's a higher volume of litter. But I do think in general that Limerick is really working hard. Both the statutory services and also just the general public are working hard to keep their city clean and be proud of their city.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Eimear. And you know, I really felt bad even pointing the finger at Limerick, because you're right, there's enough goes in that direction. And I think that's changed over the years as well. I think that stereotype, you know, people have started to think twice about it and just see it as the gorgeous county that it is. But thank you so much for coming on. I want to bring Shane in. Shane Gleeson, you run a number of shops in Limerick City. You're also surprised by these results.
I'm very, very surprised. It doesn't tie in with my own personal experience of the main areas we're in. Like, we have the council outside our premises at 6:30 a.m. every morning with the big unit that's driven down the road. It hoovers up everything. And then we have a foot crew around about an hour and a half later. So I'm not seeing that rubbish on our streets around our shops. Now, that's not to say there isn't rubbish. Of course there is. And I have seen the laneways where people are going dumpster diving, looking for the plastic bottles you mentioned earlier. So there is a bit of an issue around that, okay. And I don't know if that's what the people are referring to. But I would see the council as having done a very good job in the last 2 years, especially. And the streets are much, much cleaner. We've 9 coffee shops on our street, plus a spa and plus a mace. And as I walk up and down the street, I don't see rubbish on the ground in general. Now, the odd time you would, and the odd person does it. And as the lad said earlier, I have seen people depositing their own household waste into some of the bins. So that definitely is an issue. So, and obviously the council are doing their best. They're making the hole smaller, as the man before me said. I don't know what else you can do, but it just jars. Naming us as the worst, it doesn't feel correct to me anyway.
Yeah.
No, I don't doubt them that they've done their job correctly. Of course they have.
Yeah, and it's a survey. Like, somebody's going to have to take the last spot and somebody's going to have to take the first spot. And as I said, they said for the first time ever, there's no black spots. There's a real improvement in the results. So, I mean, I do think take that, but I completely understand the sensitivity in the area. What about the coffee shop element then, Shane, and the disposable coffee cups? As individuals, do we need to think, like, you know, 10 years ago, we had our coffee in granules, you know, freeze-dried granules in a mug and headed about our day. Now we can't go anywhere without holding a cup of coffee as we go. Is that necessary? And do we really need to think, if we don't have a keep cup, Don't get a disposable coffee cup, and definitely just throw it on the ground.
I don't see people throwing them on the ground at all. Now, we ourselves give a 40-cent discount for anybody getting a coffee in their own cup, and we'll scald the cup with boiling water for them. And there would be more and more people doing that, especially the lads coming in the vans, you know, the plasterers or the carpenters, electricians. They generally all have a keep cup themselves, because they're drinking and working and they want to keep it hot for half an hour or whatever. So there is more and more of that. But all the cups these days are biodegradable, and I'm not seeing them thrown around the street. The people are putting them in the bins, and we would empty our own bins 5-6 times a day, but so does everybody else that's in business around us. So I don't see them overloaded, and the council do come and empty the bins every day, for us anyway. Maybe it doesn't happen on Sunday, I'm sure, but every other day of the week they're emptied regularly and cleaned regularly, and even 2 weeks ago they stripped down the outside of the bins around us completely, spent 6-7 hours on cleaning them back to scratch. So I would see Limerick Council is doing a very good job.
Yeah, well, good to hear it, Shane, and thanks very much for coming on. Loads of texts coming in on this one. Love to get your thoughts. Brian says there's a massive profit from the return system. Take the profit and invest in more bins and better cleanups in black spots. Agreed. Although they did say there were no black spots, but let's just say more bins. Another texter says, do you remember when we were young, there was a bin outside every shop? I bought an ice pop recently and had to stick the sticky wrapper into my sweaty pocket. I have thought that loads of times. Like, where are the big frogs gone? The big plastic frogs that opened their mouth and took your rubbish. Why are they gone? I think it's a loss to the generations and to all of us, really, to be quite honest with you. Let's go back to the phones. I've John Lynch on the line, head of the National Council for Accounts and Sustainability with Down to Earth Materials. John, you're very welcome.
Hiya, Claire. How are you?
I'm very good. What are your thoughts on this? Particularly, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on coffee cups, disposable coffee cups.
Yeah, well, it's great to hear Shane speaking from as a shop owner in Limerick and Emer as well, and as well as Garth, that there's definitely been a drop in coffee cups being littered on the side of the streets. We've always maintained for compostable cups that we make here in Ireland that they go into the brown bin. They're passed with Create Irish Composting Association, and My Waste as well specified the compostable cups can go into the brown food waste bin. One of the main issues, and this really, really annoys us, is the fact that there's just not enough bins out there on the streets. We need to educate people a lot more on how to use bins correctly, which particular bin. So if you look at recycling on the go, and you know, if you have a bottle of water or a can of cola, recycling stations or recycling bins on the go is very, very minimal. Most city streets in Cork, Dublin, Limerick, Galway, it's just a general waste bin and that gets incinerated. So I think as a society, we need to actually look at the three bin system we have in our homes, we have in our offices, we have in our workplaces. But on the go in Ireland, it's just a one bin all the time. I had a look at the IBAL litter survey, and I was glad to see that coffee cups is actually number 5 behind sweet wrappers, cigarette butts as well. So it's good that they're, you know, I don't see people dumping coffee cups on the street. I haven't.
I do see people dumping cigarette butts. I just don't really get it. I mean, absolutely smoke. I've been a smoker in my time. But, you know, to just smoke them out the window and then just feck them out the window onto the road without any thought of where that might end up or what kind of system that could clog as well as just littering. I can't really get my head around it. John, thank you very much for coming on. I want to lastly bring in Pat before we go to a break. Pat, you're in Tipperary. You see a problem there with litter, especially dog poo.
As I said, it's a problem there right across the thing. And I notice even lately broken bottles on footpaths and everything. And the same cohort is doing this. It's just, there's great credit to the council and to the people that volunteer and do work with the Tidy Towns. And I often say to myself, how do they actually get the, you know, the goal to do all this work when it's undermined by a very small minority? And it is a small minority. And I think we need to employ an awful lot more with enforcement. But we need to have a lot more bins as well. Because I notice even with some of the shopping centres, there's no bins at all because people were comfortably parking there, free parking, and putting their rubbish into the bins. So we need to start looking at as well with even apartments and flats. We need to look at, like to do with households, where do you dump your rubbish and have your proof of where you dump it? Because unfortunately, there's people within these places and they're using this. And they're doing a lot of this is just to undermine the hard work that the local authorities and the Tidy Towns are doing.
Yeah.
And it would really get to me if I was going out there every day putting in this effort to see it undermined by this small minority.
Yeah, I hear you, Pat, and thank you very much for coming on. But I mean, I do think anyone who uses a public bin with their private waste, I would imagine it's in a minority. And I would imagine that's somebody who is struggling to make ends meet. So is that something else we need to look at a little bit? As I said, any of these kind of approaches are going to be multifactorial. It's not going to just come down to individual behaviour. Just back from a holiday in Spain, says a texter, one thing we noticed while walking around the streets and even along by the beach was the abundance of public litter bins everywhere. No shortage of them at all. And didn't once see a full one. So they were obviously well monitored and maintained too. And that's what I think. I mean, even if there are, you know, a small number of people who are bringing their home rubbish to public bins, if they're being emptied enough it wouldn't really matter. Surely there's a few Spanish people who might do that too. Or what's different there, particularly if you've lived in Spain or you know, do let us know. I'm part of a litter picking group in Swords, independent of Swords Tidy Town, says another. The increase of discarded gas canisters is alarming. And yes, as a parent of a teen and a tween, I am alarmed. And again, I think it's multi-leveled. You know, where are young people to go? There's nothing for them. And yes, okay, that doesn't mean they have to go to the woods with a canister of laughing gas necessarily, but there is nothing in town planning for young people. I talk about it all the time. We visited Cratlow Woods yesterday and the littering was absolutely disgusting. Right at the entrance at a sign saying no littering, no rubbish collection here were bags and bags of rubbish from dirty nappies to take away drink and food containers and everything in between. It was shocking. People actually hung the bags on the no littering signs as well as throwing their rubbish on the ground. Further in the woods, we saw used toilet roll within a few steps of the lakeside and used disposable barbecues abandoned. And used disposable barbecues were abandoned there. Overall, a beautiful place being destroyed by ignorant, lazy, dirty people. Well, yeah. Have you never heard of Leave No Trace? That is deplorable.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.